Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We're not concerned at all. We're in a great place with the county, the city, and the state. The lease has a lot of optionality in it. We're going to be talking about an extension over the summer. But if we decide to sit tight where we are, that has an automatic opt-in of another 5 years on it, and there's potential to run it out almost to 18 years. So not a concern. We do want to sit down with the county and the state and the city and talk about the long-term viability of the property and where we need to go, but there's no concern at all relative to the lease. You know, if anybody's uncomfortable at all, I can let them know that the Buffalo Sabres are not going anywhere and we're set to be here for a very long time.
Bills CEO Pete Guelli with News Radio 930 WBEN a little bit earlier this morning. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Sabres missing the playoffs. They lose to the Leafs last night 4-0. Just notice in our YouTube feed, if you're following us on YouTube, welcome. You can watch us on YouTube and you can comment in the chat. You can do lots of things. What's the picture, Owen, you're putting up for the, like, WGR, Jeremy and Joe, blah, blah, blah? It's a Josh Allen and an Alex Tuck right now. And I just want to say, the picture of the two of them, it's a flow picture. They're both rocking flow. Yeah. Allen's hair's out his helmet. Tuck's doing his signature.
Yeah.
As he, you know, whips his hair.
I mean, who amongst these two teams isn't rocking flow right now? I mean, Tage has got it. Darlene's got it.
Power's got the best flow in, like, the NHL.
Yeah. Benson, I noticed last night, has got it going.
Benson, you mentioned him. Real quick on Benson before we forgot to get to James Bradbury.
Any time you want to talk Zach Benson, I will.
Last night, I'm not a fan of Benson, but for me, a lot of Benson is, I wonder when all of these really nice plays will start to find the score sheet.
Sure.
For him, because he doesn't exactly produce. But there's fancy stats that love him. Last night was a Benson game. Last night he made 10 plays where he's like, oh, that's a smart play. That's a smart play. Holy cow.
The spin pass, he fools Max Domi twice on the same play, making him think he's going to go up the wall and then back to the corner. And it was just him doing a spinorama pass back to the point to Darlene. And Domi just wasn't even close.
Yep.
And he made,
There's one play, he's on the wall, he cuts into the slot, gets a lot of space. Like, Benson's one of those players that creates space for other players. Not in the way we usually talk about how, oh, when you punch and you hit and you fight, you create space for your stars. Benson just makes so many smart plays that guys get room because of how smart the play he makes is. And I thought last night there were like 5 times, 10 times where you could say, oh, that's a nice play. All right, 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. The Bills having James Bradbury in for a visit. Bradbury, we forgot to get to that. Sorry, sometimes we tease stuff. We ultimately get to it. But your brother, Lou, who covers Lockdown Eagles for Lockdown Eagles, you asked him about Bradbury.
Yeah, I said, James Bradbury, go. Because he was on the Eagles for a couple of years. He was a second-team All-Pro in 2022. Missed all of last year with an injury. And his immediate response, as Bradbury's 31 years old, and we kind of know this about corners, that there's a line in the sand in age usually. He said he's shot, but he used 1, 2, 3, 4 O's and looks like 6 T's at the end. was getting absolutely fried in 2023, which was the last time that he played. And he kind of implied that there might have been an opportunity for him to return from that injury last year, but that they didn't want to activate him and they wanted him to kind of just be like a player coach and leader, just like be around. So they didn't really have any intent on putting him on the field if he was indeed capable. That sounds a little more like he's thinking that could have been the case, and it's not like out there. So I don't know. It kind of sounds like the guy doesn't have a lot left in the tank, and off an injury. I mean, kind of weird that they wouldn't just circle back around to Rasul Douglas. I think if they're thinking, oh, let's go for a veteran corner. Veteran corner in case our rookie that we bring in at some point in the draft isn't doing the job. Bradberry over Douglas, I guess it could be about money, right?
It could.
Could be about money. But doesn't look like the most appealing idea to my eyes.
Almost every free agent that's on the market right now is like it might as well be a deep freeze. Why would anybody sign any player?
Right. That's the other thing. You signed Bradberry right now, and I guess he doesn't rate enough, I think, to change my opinion about anything draft related.
Well, not just that.
If they signed him today, I'm not taking corner down at all for first round or second round.
Not just that, but like think about it. If you're Amari Cooper, why would I sign? I'll wait to find which team didn't get the receiver it liked, or I'll wait to find out where a team is either desperate or whether it's a young receiver. Just the rooms are about to fill out at every position. You're a defensive tackle on the market. All right, you want to wait? Fine, I'll wait. Let's see who gets the guys they want and who doesn't. If the Bills go into this draft and go corner in the first and edge in the second, and then by the time they get to their second pick of the second round, they don't like the defensive tackles, and they go receiver there, and it's late-round defensive tackles, guess what? Ring, ring, it's time to start calling some defensive tackle free agents because the board didn't fall your way. So much of the draft after the first 10 picks is, does it fall for you? I mean, you are not a driver in the draft. You are a passenger making decisions along the way.
Yeah, definitely. Bradberry, Pro Football Focus in 2023, his last full season. Out of 74 corners, his coverage grade was 66th. He allowed 800 yards. He was targeted, how about this? He was targeted 101 times that year, which was one of the highest rates in the league. So they were going after him. The last time he was on the field. That was the eighth highest total in the NFL that year, 2 years ago. Right. So, yeah. But again, I don't think he would ever be the plan to play or even make the team. Guy that signs right now off an injury like that, it might say, to your point about like why would a guy sign right now, it might be because he just doesn't have much of a market. That he doesn't expect maybe to find, you know, much for him even after the draft. Cooper, that might be different. Cooper might think...
money?
Yeah, I can find a team late stages that's going to be like, okay, yeah, what do you want? You want $9 million? All right, fine. Like, you might find a team that gets around to doing that.
803-0550 to join us. Want to have a fun conversation? It's not quite Let's Get Stupid, but it's a little bit of fun.
It's not, by the way, so last segment I was trying to think of what the worst call Wednesday was that I had forgotten. It was a fan courtside eating a plate of spaghetti yesterday at the Warriors game.
I'll play your game. Twitter poll. What's worse, Cobb salad at a movie theater or spaghetti NBA courtside?
One is definitely
weird. What is more absurd?
The spaghetti.
A salad in the dark? A Cobb salad.
What's the problem with the dark? That was the problem?
Of all the foods to eat in the dark, salad's got to be the worst to eat in the dark.
Because
you're trying to spear things. Why do you eat popcorn?
Yeah, but you know where to put the spear.
How are you going to find your ham? Or is that what's in a Cobb salad? What's in a Cobb salad? Turkey?
Have you ever had a Cobb salad?
Probably.
No, you haven't because it has eggs in it.
I definitely picked the egg out. There's a hard boiled egg.
Or without egg.
I definitely picked the egg right on out.
Chicken,
of there.
Egg, bacon, crumbly blue. All right. Yeah, you can do a couple of different things. Veggies.
Those are the
core pieces.
Put that one in the chat. What's weirder, Cobb salad in a movie theater or spaghetti courtside in an NBA game?
See, I had a table, though, at my seat. Like, one of the, like, it swings out in front of you. Whereas this guy is doing the balancing act of he's sitting courtside. He's palming the plate of spaghetti with one hand while he's using the fork in the other. So that seems a lot more difficult and more prime for a spill.
So wait, when you had the table, I'm going to review the all 22 of this. You had to have your hand on the Cobb salad bowl. You're using two hands also. There's no way you can just spear with the fork because it would be pushed all around the table. You'd be in spill zone.
Sure, but I'm barely holding the bowl in place. That's just there for support. This guy is like, he's like holding like a tray, like he's a waiter, the way he's holding this plate of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Also, did he get it? He must have got it from the arena.
I mean, if you bring spaghetti into an NBA game, now that's definitely the weirdest.
What arena have you ever been to in your life that serves spaghetti?
That's a good question.
I almost want to consider, actually, to review the All-22 on this guy at the Warriors game yesterday. It's a paper plate.
Of spaghetti.
Doesn't look like a type of, looks like a paper plate that you would bring from home.
All right.
Again, I'm wondering if it is possible, he brought this from home because there's no arena you can find that is serving a plate of spaghetti at a basketball game.
The Warriors play in what arena?
It's not Oracle anymore.
I mean, that place has a lot of different food options. It's in the Bay Area. It's going to have everything. You could probably
Chase Center in San Francisco.
You could probably get swordfish there. I mean, let's be real about Chase Center menu options. But there's another scenario. How could you get spaghetti courtside an NBA game? I got one more. This person was like second row.
Yeah, so he was courtside, but he was second.
Was he second row behind the teams?
He was behind the coach.
Could be a team employee. And guess where you would most definitely get spaghetti? Team meal.
Oh, this is a good theory.
Right? Team meal.
This is a very good theory.
Every team meal in sports has spaghetti. Is going to have pasta.
Absolutely.
Almost all of them. They're going to have some carbs.
Yeah, let's see. He is...
Can you see a logo on the windbreaker?
No, I mean, I see a windbreaker, and he's wearing very blue jeans. Which
very blue jeans.
NBA team employee. I'm thinking sweats, or I'm thinking like a little bit more. Yeah, I mean, it's a good theory, though, that this guy works for the team, and that's how you find your way to getting spaghetti, rather than the Chase Center. Like, you go, it's like, let's see, what do they got? They got hot dogs, they got hamburgers, they got chicken, spaghetti. I'll take that. I'll have a plate of spaghetti, please.
A few in the chat
That'll
say...
$27, sir.
There's a claim in the chat that literally every arena sells some sort of spaghetti, which is a flat lie. That is not correct.
Go to the Sabre game tomorrow.
You cannot...
This person should go to the Sabre game tomorrow and send us a picture at the arena with spaghetti that he acquired at the arena. Bet you can't do it. Unless they bring it in for like dog of the day or something.
Tomorrow, we're officially announcing the spaghetti challenge. Sabres Flyers, welcome to the spaghetti challenge.
It's like an Easter egg hunt. Find spaghetti at KeyBank Center.
We have another in the chat who has said, at a game recently, went and a woman pulled a Ziploc bag of spaghetti out and ate it there at the Sabres game.
That is unbelievable. A Ziploc bag? Can you just walk in with Ziploc bags full of food?
Yeah, Jack writes in. I was at a Sabres game. A lady next to me pulled out a Ziploc bag of pasta and ate it mid-period. All right.
That is unbelievable.
Tomorrow night, the spaghetti challenge is on.
Now, are these like buttered noodles or is there sauce on this?
I'm not going to differentiate. I think either way, you're eating, you know, pasta.
Yeah. Pasta. And then did he say he was eating it out of the Ziploc bag or put it onto a plate after that?
I want a bowl. I mean, I'm going to want like a bowl.
Yeah, I would like a bowl if I'm going to do this, which I'm not.
The chat claims that Teppo Numanen said his favorite food at HSBC was spaghetti and meat sauce, and that is on YouTube. Again, it wasn't for sale at concessions. It's a player.
That's a player.
That's catered team meal scenario.
Right. There might even be like a media dinner, right? Isn't there at the arena, or they serve food up there? So sometimes maybe like that the press box might have spaghetti. But this guy's in the second row.
Very possible. Behind the coach, that's like team family.
I don't want to judge him here, but I don't think a coach is wearing these jeans. I got to be honest.
Because they're very blue.
They're so blue.
How, like, what color blue?
Like,
fluorescent?
No, it's just...
What's very blue? Blue's got a lot of shades.
You know, like, you know, there's jeans now, you get the darker blues, you get the lighter, not the lighter blues, like the faded blue look.
Sure.
Almost, but this is like
electric
your
blue?
Old school, classic, you know, dad jeans type of look.
Hmm.
There we go. I should have gone with, they look like dad jeans. So not judging. I just don't think the coach of the Who were they playing last night? The Memphis Grizzlies has a guy that's wearing those jeans. That's my theory. I'm looking at the menus, by the way. Chase Center, I don't see spaghetti anywhere.
No spaghetti on the menu.
Nowhere. Not that I see. You can get a Caesar salad or a vegetarian pizza at Tony G's, but I don't see. I do not see spaghetti.
Back to the Cobb salad in movie theater. Paul writes in, you've never been to a movie theater that offers food service and it shows. I've eaten full meals in movie theaters. Let's have a conversation about full meals.
What is
in movie theaters?
Does Cobb salad count as a full meal? Talking like a five-course dinner?
You've eaten a full meal?
Yeah.
Oh, you got just shrimp and pasta and bread on the side, and there's a plate of broccoli. Full meals at a movie theater?
I have been to one of these movie theaters.
Full meal.
Slash restaurants. I was in Albuquerque, so maybe not here.
Tell me what you're
Southwest,
eating at this.
This might be a Southwest thing.
It really? Might be.
Because I was in Scottsdale.
Because it was very popular down there.
Because people want to get out of the heat. And they're like, I got to eat something and I got to watch a movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I had, if I'm remembering correctly, I ordered nachos.
Not a full meal. Okay.
Appetizers.
You sure?
I'm going full.
Sure.
And then I got a burger and fries, and I'm pretty sure there was cheesecake involved at the end as
Holy
well.
Holy cow.
So it was a full bore, like, that's three-course situation.
See, when I hear the phrase full meal, when somebody writes into me, it's like, well, full meals, I'm not thinking of making a meal out of theater food. Like, oh, you got two hot dogs and nachos and jujubes. Like, that's not a full meal. When you're telling me that I've never been to one with full food service, which I have, I've just never seen, like, courses to a meal at a movie.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Don't nobody knock over my my broccoli cheddar soup.
That was the most nerve-wracking part, is you would like, they had servers that would come, you would have, like, a ticket, and you would, wave it or put it somewhere.
Oh, see, mine had a button. You would actually hit a button, and then it was like an airplane, and
exactly.
Then the server would come to you.
But you're watching these servers, like, and we're in reclining chairs eating these meals. It was ridiculous, and I was so scared somebody was going to spill, you know, a hot soup on somebody's lap. Soup was on the menu. I do remember that.
See, I'm looking at the menu of the place I went. I don't see soup. I mean, I've got edamame and bruschetta and what do you want here? They've got burgers and Caesars and bowls, and they've got a whole salad menu, club sandwiches, bacon melt, street tacos, grilled cheese, quesadillas, pizza. This is also called a dine-in theater. I should also
fair enough.
Should also claim or
another,
make sure everyone knows.
Another tweet here. Spreads in a courtside club of an NBA game. That's right, courtside club. You may get oysters and lobster and pasta, sushi, hibachi. It's a different world. It's like the Yankees Legend Suite. I've been to the Yankees Legend Suite and eaten there, and I can say, that's right.
But would you bring it to your seat?
No. Where we sat inside the Yankees Legend Suite was, it was huge, and it's the best food restaurant you've ever been in your life, and it was sushi, and it was carving stations. But no, we did eat those inside the club, out at the seats.
Would you have been able to walk out, though, with a plate of something to your seats?
I think yes.
You would have been able to. Like, no one's going to stop you from doing that if you really wanted to.
Right.
All right, well, maybe that's what happened here. I mean, the Bill Stadium's probably going to have more of this. The new Bill Stadium's going to have
probably
more of this.
More food options, more fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Draft day, 8 days away.
Can't wait.
We're going to call in here before the break. Mark in Hamburg. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. I got an idea. I'm sure we have probably 500,000 listeners. I say that the final game against Philly, nobody goes. Let's spread the message. Let's send a message to Mr. Pegula, the GM, Adams. Nobody show up at the final game. As fans, as season ticket holders, we had enough, right? 13 years, no playoffs. What's your opinion? Want to get the word rolling and on TV there? Nobody will be there, not a person. I'll hang up and listen.
Nah.
Yeah, I just
nah.
Didn't you try to stage you and Mike try to stage a walkout like 25 years ago and it didn't work?
Mike did.
Mike did. Okay.
That was pre-salary cap. That was pre-lockout.
Yeah, that was like a long, long time ago.
That's when the Sabres payroll was $20 million and the Rangers was 95
$20 million.
Or something. It was nuts. Yeah. It was a noble cause to, you know, affect change in the NHL.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
the problem is, if I remember correctly, Mike would be able to tell the story. It ended up being an awesome game. The Sabres had, like, breakaways, and they had the lead, so everyone's really excited. No one wanted to leave because it was a good game.
But, yeah.
And it was only a walkout from the seats to a different part of the arena briefly. And it was not a protest of the Sabres. I'm trying to remember all this. I think it was more of a protest of, like, the league's financial structure.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
It was a Bettman protest,
probably.
Maybe? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, listen.
Send a message.
If you want, it would send a message. If you want to, I think they have to know. That's the other thing.
Yeah, of course.
Like, they have to know that people are furious, if there's enough emotion left to be furious, with the state of the team and the existence of the drought. That might make it more angry, you know, make you even more angry, though, is the idea that they know. They know how angry you are, and they still can't get it done or spend to the cap.
Yeah. Shout out Mark saying 500,000 people are listening.
I was taken aback. Half a million?
Conservatively.
I mean, you don't need half a million to stage a walkout, technically. You only need 19,000.
Yeah, but you need a very specific 19,000.
You do. You do get that in soccer once in a while, right? Like, didn't Manchester United have that last year?
Yes, you get fans parading through the streets.
They showed up and then left when the game began, I think is what they did.
Yep.
So it's not like it's never happened in sports. I don't think it's ever happened in North American sports.
803-0550. When we get back, I'm see guidance on an emotional hedge. I never got to that question I was going to ask you about. You know, a fun sports question that ties into the Champions League today, but we'll apply it to all the others. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Curry off the screen, fakes, fires, stuck it. He just stuck it. Timeout.
If we're allowed to each have our own goats, Steph Curry's my goat.
He's awesome.
I'm not here to make the case he's the best player of all time, but me, let's go. It's Curry season. I'm going to be locked in Sunday night, 9:30, game one against the Rockets, right?
Yeah.
It's a long break, but whatever. Curry season. Rain, fire. Bring it. NBA play-in tournament continues to get the final spots.
Those 9:30 tip-offs, though.
That's a little tough.
Saturday the 26th, That's day three of the draft. 8:30 p.m., though. That's a Saturday night against the Rockets in Golden State.
Like it.
That's your game. That's your game to watch the whole thing.
Like that. 803-0550, of course, the NHL playoffs start. We get to a lot of playoff action going on. David in New York, before I bring up my Champions League aggregate scoring question for everybody here. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I had a question for you. I was thinking about this. I think there's no good hockey reason why Kevin Adams should be back after 5 years. But in practicality, it is the Sabres. So I'm just curious. What are you guys hearing? What do you think the chances are that Adams is going to be back next season?
I think he's definitely back. I, of course, think it's not, I don't know. Like
I'd go 95-5. Sure. I'm even 5% for the idea that you just don't get very clear warning shots when a GM's about to be fired.
That's true. The other thing I say, the 5% is also what you and I have kind of like wildly speculated about. Like, does Ryan Miller want the job?
Right.
If Ryan Miller wants the job, then maybe. But...
Right.
I don't know. And I would agree that there's really no reason he should still have it, but the fact that he's going to come back for another run doesn't mean that they can't make the playoffs. You know, they could most certainly improve.
Yeah.
It's been 3-4 years in a row of, okay, now it's time. Okay, now it's time. Granato's final season was supposed to be a, okay, now it's time, and they went backwards. And then Lindy, okay, now it's time. And they went backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do it again. It's a third straight year of, hey, get this thing over the finish line and not coming close.
Yeah.
So next year we'll see.
It's just tougher to predict because the circumstances are different. Because I want to leave it open because surprise when Botro got fired, surprise when Murray got fired, surprise when Regier got fired. They have not made a GM change, though, since they talked about being more efficient.
Efficient, economic, and
we always get economic, stuck on economic because economic's always the one.
Efficient,
they
economic, and effective.
And effective. Since that was uttered, they've not made a GM change. So that's like you mentioned Miller. Even that, like, okay, I wouldn't be stunned. But does that mean he should get the job? I mean, is there any bar for who would run their organization? That's the thing, is like, when they hired Kevin Adams, what did the hockey world say? They went, really?
Yeah.
The guy that's never worked in a hockey department, other than being an assistant coach, is going to now run the hockey department? All the hockey, not just media, but like inside sources, whatever, all were like with that reaction. So that was the last time they made a hire. I guess maybe that should mean wouldn't be surprised that if Pegula decided, okay, I do want to make a change, that they would hire a guy that would only be hired because he used to play for you. And because you do probably think he's a smart guy. But he has worked as a goalie scout for a year in San Jose. What would the reaction be if they did that? Wouldn't everyone in the league go, they hired a guy with no resume again to run the whole hockey department?
Well, to that point, though, a lot of the resume for some of these GMs is they go in as an assistant for 2 years, and then they have the job. It's how many former players get these jobs.
That's like, what Breer and Drury did.
Would the Sabres add Ryan Miller to their front office this year? They could.
If they did, would we not all be saying he's the GM in waiting?
Yes.
We'd 100% be saying that.
Yes.
Which I think was said about Drury, too, for years. Like, he was the Rangers assistant GM for like 5 years.
Yep.
And the whole time he was, it was, well, that job's waiting for him. He's eventually going to get it. Breer, maybe a little bit of the same thing. But again, these guys, it depends. How valuable do you think that experience actually is? The experience of Drury being an assistant GM for 5 years, or Breer, I think he ran an ECHL team for 2 years before he got promoted to the NHL level. Like, how valuable do we actually think that is? Because Miller's not done anything like that at all. But he also might be good at it, and you might also say there's a good point about hiring someone that's never done. I don't know.
Thanks,
David. Just so opposite for what they've not hired a GM with GM experience since the 80s. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a guy now, and like, that's the most realistic idea I've heard, or like, that I often think about, is a guy that's just not worked in a front office. Ever.
Thanks, David. 803-0550. All right, so later today, Champions League. Arsenal plays Real Madrid. They are up
3 o'clock.
They're up 3-0. It's aggregate scoring. If Madrid outscores them by three, they go to penalty kicks. They go to extra time.
They go to extra time and then
kicks. It used to be road goals was the tiebreaker, and that was the perfect format. And I'm sad that they got rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a fun question for you: which sport would aggregate scoring be the best in,
mm-hmm.
and where would it be stupid? Would it be stupid in football? Two games, aggregate. Would that be stupid or would it be interesting? Because it strikes me in football, it would be kind of dumb. You're protecting a 17-point lead heading into game two. It's not the same. Hockey and soccer, to me, you can score on the counterattack. Hockey and soccer, you can really get exposed for playing too aggressively in the offensive zone.
Sure.
In football, that just means you didn't pass it enough.
Well, that
you could run the clock, but yeah. it's to me it's a little bit more, it's a little weaker to make the case that you would never play a full game of just absorbing them, punt for field position, absorb them, punt for, you get your opportunities to score. In hockey, you're up 3-0 going into the third period. What can a team do? They go into a shell.
Mm-hmm.
We will not even take more than five shots on goal. We'll be happy about that.
Right.
And in football, you're just getting your possessions. You might as well try and score. You can play conservatively, but you get that time to eat. You get that possession to go with. And I just think football would not be as dramatic as some of the other sports.
I'm trying not to think of this from like our profession point of view, because I do think, though, football would be interesting to talk about in between games.
Yeah.
Like if you had, I'm assuming you'd have a week in between, right? You'd have a week in between a two-game aggregate for the AFC Championship
sure.
game.
Sure, Bills are down
and
eight.
The Bills are down. Well, what just happened in the AFC Championship game this last week? Let's say they had introduced it. It's two-game aggregate. And the Bills went to Kansas City, and they lost by six. And now we got a week of, we're down six coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really fun. I'm not saying that makes it right for the sport and how it would be played, but maybe a little bit. You'd have a week to design a different type of game plan. You would, you know, I don't know. I think football, it could work, and it could be fun. Hockey, I think it's better, though. Hockey, I think it's a lot better. Basketball, I think it would be the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, basketball would be dumb. Baseball might be dumb, too, of course. Baseball, you're not playing any differently with a four-run lead, right?
No.
Not in the first five innings.
Yeah, baseball, basketball, I don't need any part of it. I think I would go hockey one, football two, though.
Okay. The other question I'm asking myself is, I looked for this the moment the game ended, and I actually can get it.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional hedge.
Are you doing
it? Not Madrid to win the game, but Madrid to advance. I mean, I desperately want Arsenal to make the Champions League semifinal and play PSG, which mm-hmm. is what they would do,
yep.
and then go to the Champions League final and win it. If they lose here, it would not only be they're out, it would also be horrifically historically bad. It would be like Rory missing. It would be like Rory blowing it on the final three holes. It would be horrible to go to Madrid and give up four or give up three and losing kicks. Madrid to advance, Joe, is +570. So I can just go ahead and say, I'll spend $20 on an Arsenal win, and if they win, I'm happy. And if they lose, I get $100, like $100 and whatever, plus +570. I think that's good value for an emotional hedge.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Do you ever emotionally hedge against your own teams?
Not really. I've hedged against, like, you know, you have a futures bet and it gets down to like them and one other team and then you throw a little hedge in, but that's not emotional.
It's halftime, Bills Chiefs AFC Championship
Never.
Game.
No.
Halftime. It's halftime. The Bills are up 28-0 at halftime. You know, take a look at that line and be like $5 right here just to make me feel better in case this goes south.
Yeah. Right, the payoff would have to be huge, which in your case it is.
And plus +570 so, is pretty big.
Pretty big. So I'm trying to think, like, if I don't really think I have.
I do emotional hedges. Again, it's small for returns. Yeah. And also, I try to play like the cooler. I'm the cooler here. If I bet this, you know, it's not going to win.
Plus
+570. I'm telling you right now, I'm probably like, I'm gonna do a $10 emotional hedge on Real.
Haven't they had a historic blown lead before? Didn't they do it to Bayern Munich in the Champions League? Or did they just get smoked by Bayern Munich once?
Arsenal?
Yeah,
it's been a long time. I don't know.
I mean, I've been on the other side of that. Liverpool was down 3. This is proof that it can happen. Liverpool was down 3 to Barcelona, coming back to Anfield,
and they won.
That, it was amazing.
And that was back when was the road time. Goal was the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
because Barcelona scored a goal, which meant Liverpool had to get to 5. I'm pretty sure they had to get all the way to 5. The comeback started, then Barcelona scored again. It's like, there goes the comeback, and they went on top of it.
They
no?
needed one goal down. They needed Barcelona won the first like 3-0.
Okay.
So, actually, there were no road goals at all.
Oh, Liverpool won 4-0?
Liverpool won 4-0. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like there was another match that had exactly what I explained then.
I think you're probably right. Road goals was cool.
Road goals was awesome.
Road goals was cool.
Because then Arsenal could go here to Real today and try to get one. And if they get one, Real needs 5.
Yeah.
It was way better than kicks. Way better than kicks. Oh, well. 3 o'clock today. Let's go. I mean, my team's
emotional hedge also, though, is like you're nervous.
Yes, of course I'm nervous.
I don't think you would emotional hedge if you thought this is in the bag.
They're up 3-0 against the dark artists of Real.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the Bernabeu. It's fun saying all these things, you know? Yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Maybe like my team's on the doorstep of the AFC Championship game. Get it done. Get it over the line.
No, it's halftime. You're up.
Up big at halftime.
You're up 28-10 at halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it done. And this is probably, you know, the toughest team they'll play.
Mm-hmm.
PSG is pretty good. On the other side, I wouldn't worry. Anyway, this has been your Champions League talk. Go Arsenal.
When we come back, there's a Time 100 list, the 100 most influential people in the world, and there's one NFL player in it. I don't think you'll get it in like the first 3 guesses.
All right. I'll do my best. That's next.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
The caller 5 to win a pair of tickets to the Ultimate Draft Night Party hosted by me and Jeremy on Thursday, April 24th, 7 p.m. at Resurgence Brewing. Tickets include preferred seating at the party, include pizza, all you can drink beer, well drinks too. You must be 21 or over to win.
Who's coming to both parties back to back? Who's going to back to back party with us?
I am.
Draft night on Thursday, Resurgence. Draft night on Friday, mm-hmm. Wayland. Let's do it. We should have some sort of
doubleheader.
Yeah, it's a doubleheader.
Yeah.
The true psychos. All right, so Time Magazine
came out with its 100 most influential people in the world today. They have some ABC special later today, too, on it. There's one NFL player out of 100, any person in the world, there's 7 billion people in the world.
Yep.
The 100 most influential, there's one NFL player.
My guess is Travis Kelce.
Incorrect.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
My next guess is one that I don't want to guess, but my next guess is Aaron Rodgers.
Incorrect.
You feel like both these are decent guesses?
Yes, they're actually, I would have guessed, if I had to guess your guesses, I think I would have picked Rodgers and Kelsey.
All right, neither of those two. NFL, current NFL player.
Yep.
Most influential, one of the most influential people in the world. Let me look at some logos here.
Pull up the standings.
Yeah.
Pull up last year's standings.
Nick Westbrook Akina.
I mean, for me, I would have voted him.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of that guy.
How about... I'm putting Matthew Stafford in a little bucket over here. I don't really know why.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Lions, Packers, Vikings, Commanders, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets.
He hasn't landed on a team he likes yet.
No. Putting Joe Burrow over here, putting Lamar Jackson over here. This little on deck circle.
Mm-hmm.
Putting Will Levis over here.
Champion of mayo and coffee, hey, Will Levis.
He's an ad man.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to put an NFL coach higher than any other player left.
No coaches.
Lamar.
Nope. It is a quarterback, though.
Yeah?
Yep.
Gardner Minshew.
No, you have not said the name.
Chase Daniel.
No.
I'm only going this way now.
with the backups.
Yes.
I don't think he is a backup anymore, is he? It actually kind of has me thinking this list, there's not a lot of thought that went into it. Which I don't want to kind of judge Time Magazine, but...
Who is it?
Jalen Hurts.
All right.
Is one of the most 100 influential people in the world. Again, this is where I kind of want to criticize their list. You just picked the guy who won the Super Bowl. That's it. You didn't do any thought.
Do you have who it was last year? Like, was it Mahomes last year?
I don't know if they did it last year. Is this the thing they do every year? It's like the top 100?
The 2024 Time Most Influential. Is that this list or is this
22? Yeah, same thing. I'm looking at 24 now.
Okay, so this is the 25 list? Jalen Hurts is on
Jalen Hurts on the 25 list.
Okay.
Last year, I don't see any NFL people.
There's a W.
Wait, yep, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Any other athletes?
Okay, wait, so they're literally just picking the Super Bowl winner? Yeah, other athletes. Breanna Stewart.
Asia Wilson last year.
Yep. Breanna Stewart was this year. Simone Biles.
Okay.
So a couple. That looks like that might be it, though.
I'm off tomorrow. It is not in any way related to the outcome of the Champions League game today. I'm just off tomorrow.
This guy, he looked at the weather and saw it was going to be pretty nice out, and he decided, I'm just not going to come in tomorrow.
That's definitely not it. My wife is out of town, and I've got all three kids. It's one of those personal days, like I'm going to be in the mix in the morning. But I am at the draft show is tomorrow afternoon. I'll be popping in for that. So Pop and I was showing the Bulldog and part of our roundtable draft coverage, but I am off tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Go Gunners.
Speaking of Chopin Bulldog, listen all week. Your chance to win two lawn tickets to see Breaking Benjamin, Darien Lake Amphitheater on September 17th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.